1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The NATO summit underway in Washington, D.C. Ukraine's defense against Putin's invaders, the main subject. President Biden announcing air defense is on the way.
Today, I'm announcing a historic donation of air defense equipment for Ukraine. The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment,
including Patriot missile batteries. With Russia holding the chair this month, the U.N. Security Council met a day after Russia's missile barrage that destroyed a section of Ukraine's biggest children's hospital. With a straight face, the Russian ambassador denied responsibility. With the Republican convention opening next week in Milwaukee, a horrible city, former President Trump once called it, federal judge Brett Ludwig, a Trump appointee, ruled protesters cannot march through a security zone that has been placed around the convention hall. This is ABC News. Hurricane Beryl is gone, only to be replaced by ghastly heat and humidity in Texas. In Houston, Cheryl Martin waited in line for an hour to get gasoline.
I mean, the air conditioner's going, and I need the charger for the phone and
ABC's Victor Oquendo has been surveying the damage in Houston.
Downed trees and debris lining this entire block. Everyone here without power. Just some of the nearly 2 million homes and businesses in the dark. Utility officials hope to cut that number in half by tomorrow night, but it could be days before it's fully restored. And right now, it feels like it's over 100 degrees.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre confirming President Biden spoke with Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
The president and his team have been working around the clock for the past 2 days to ensure Texas has the resources and tools needed to respond to Beryl and keep Americans safe.
The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, is in East Asia, drumming up business for Texas. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field. The final score 12-2. The Pirates with 5 home runs, including a grand slam from Pittsburgh's Joey Bates. Colin Ray giving up 1 home run. The bullpen giving up another 4 in front of 26,000 fans at home. Brewers manager Pat Murphy a short time ago.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with 5 or 6 hits. You know, a couple coming in after the game was out of reach, but we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead. And, you know, Callan had given up one hit in five innings, you know, one hit in five innings. And then all of a sudden his base is loaded, and then got a breaking ball up, get hit it. Game change right there.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies. Just one or two storms in the overnight. Mid-60s by daybreak. Light northeast winds. On Wednesday, skies will eventually turn mostly sunny, but there will still be a chance for some showers, a rumble of thunder as well. Highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have spoken to the president over the weekend. I have spoken with him extensively. He made clear then, and he has made clear since, that he is in this race. The matter is closed. He had reiterated that this morning. He has reiterated that to the public. Joe Biden is our nominee. He is not leaving this race. He is in this race, and I support him. Now, what I think is critically important right now is that we focus on what it takes to win in November, because he is running against Donald Trump, who is a man with 34 felony convictions that has been that has committed 34 felony crimes, and not a single Republican has asked for Donald Trump to not be the nominee. I'm here to win on this democracy. I'm here to win in November. And what's critically important is what the president, I believe that the president needs to do, and I have communicated this, what the president and the White House should do in order to make sure that we win in November. And that is making sure that we pivot and working and increasingly commit to the issues that are critically important to working people across this country. How are we going to expand Medicare? How are we going to expand Social Security? How are we going to provide relief to people's rent and mortgages? And if we can do that and continue our work on student loans, secure a ceasefire, and bring those dollars back into investing in public policy, then that's how we win in November. That's what I'm committed to, and that's what I want to make sure that we
secure.
But
what do the members done right now?
Let's go straight to your phone calls. Let's hear from Nicholas in Mexico. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Jefferson, hi. I am going to attempt to be the least popular caller today, and possibly one of your least popular people. Only half joking. And the longest serving moderator on Tom's YouTube chat room. About 12 years, God help me, I think.
No, and I know that you think Biden has had his day, and I think I hear your view, but go ahead.
Yeah. I have an analogy that I think is reasonable. And it's this. And it's for all the now very MAGA-like Democrats, you know, Biden forever, you know, same as the Trump MAGAs, and Trump forever, regardless of what he's done, don't pay any attention, nothing to see there, Trump forever, and now it's Biden forever. I don't quite understand it. Here's my analogy. This is like an old man, me, saying, I love this old bicycle of mine. I've had it for over 30 years. It has always reliably taken me to where I needed to go. It's just wonderful. Now, the fact that the rear wheel is a little bent out of shape now is of absolutely no concern to me. It does not worry me. I'm going to continue to ride this bike forever. I am not going to worry about it. It always was good. It always will be, regardless of this now bent wheel. And I think this is worth considering, and I'm really being serious.
No, I hear you. You know, I hear you, Nicholas. Let me ask a couple questions. Let me ask a couple questions. Do you... one question I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
I have one more question for you as well, if you
okay.
Will.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you think that, I'm pretty sure the answer to this question, I think I know the answer to this question, but do you think that Joe Biden, a second term of Joe Biden, would be less dangerous and more prosperous to the United States than a second term of Donald Trump?
Oh, please, Matt, don't treat me as I'm stupid. Of course not.
Okay. Oh, no, I assume that. Let me ask this question, which is, and I'm not trying to be unfair. Is your concern more that Joe Biden in the second term would be unfit to be president, or are you more concerned that he will be unable to win the presidency as a candidate?
The latter, yeah. Now, here's my question. Yeah. Did you read James Carville's piece in today's New York Times?
I did not.
Right. I think you probably did not. He makes an extremely compelling case for having a very open, broadcast nationally series of town halls.
Yep.
With the eight most likely possible candidates, including Kamala Harris, of course, as part of this conversation, and then allowing the convention itself to choose and decide which had made the most compelling cases, plural, for president, vice president. Yeah.
That's my dad's view.
With no offense to you, your dad is an extremely smart old bird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever disagreed with a single thing he said. I love that guy.
Yeah, I love him too. And I will acknowledge something, Nicholas. More often when I have agreed, not always, but more often when I have disagreed with him, over time I've proved to be wrong.
I'm going to prove you wrong too, but I can't do it in this call. But Carville comes right out front and says it. Biden will not win. Trump is going to be. Now, whether you agree with that or not, and I'm sure you don't.
No, Nicholas, here's where I want to interject, because both times we've talked, I think you've actually misstated, maybe only misunderstood, but at least misstated my position. That I hate the attacks on Biden after the debate for lots of reasons. I went into in significant detail.
Totally unwarranted. Yeah, I agree.
And that I think that they. The fact that there is not a symmetrical, should be asymmetrical, but the fact there's not a symmetrical call for Donald Trump to step down, the fact that it is focused on the ability of Joe Biden as a candidate, as distinct from his fitness to be president, is not mind-boggling, if I understand it, but is deeply frustrating, because the only reason we have elections is to figure out who could actually be a good president. So I don't like that. I am frustrated.
I understand that. Jefferson, I do understand that. I have an IQ of 160. I'm very hard to confuse.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to confuse you. What I'm trying to do, if you said the piece you wanted to say, if you asked what you wanted to say, Nicholas?
I just wanted to say, whether we agree with Carville or not, and I happen to,
yeah,
I think we can agree that for a very long time he has been one of the most astute and
smart
Democratic strategists we have had.
Yeah.
And I think he needs to be listened to. Please read that article.
Yeah. No, and I thank you, Nicholas. Thanks for the view, and thanks for the call, and thanks for being such a long-term moderator and for your high IQ. My position isn't run, Joe, run. That's not my position. And my position is not trying to shout down you or any of the people who think this is a worthwhile conversation. I think that the conversation has been too one-sided in a number of ways. And maybe one-sided isn't apt, because there are people who say, no, just run, Joe, run. But when the people who have called for Joe not to run, would call for President Biden not to run, I think there is too often, I'm not accusing you of this, but I think there's too often, or maybe too seldom, been an analysis of the alternative. And I don't just mean the alternative candidate, but the alternative process. And what that person will have is one debate. What that person will have is not a national track record of winning votes, unless you count Kamala Harris as being the second name on the ticket and getting votes. And when I say that, that is not me saying, of course, Joe Biden is the only candidate it could possibly be. I do think as a practical matter, it will be his decision. I don't think we want to browbeat the guy. I don't think that will make more likely a better decision, nor do I think it makes it more likely that there will be a positive result in November. But it's a smaller point. The longer point I made yesterday, the longer set of points of why I think this debate is is inapt. I made yesterday. But the smaller point is I just think we're missing key pieces of, hey, like maybe we're screwed either way. What a horrible thing I just said. Either way, I think is a really hard fight. Either way, I do not think, oh, if it's a different candidate, that person has a much better chance. I don't know if they have a better chance. Lichtman would say they don't. The guy who has his 13 keys, he said he thinks they'll lose. And I'm not sure who wins or who loses. I don't think Joe Biden has a clear path to reelection. I do not think that at all. And if he decides to anoint somebody else, that's all good with me. But I do think it's an easy choice once he is on the ballot. I have a little bit more to say after this break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I think if we assume that the alternative is easy, we misstate. That's why what I want is bottom up. I want state legislatures, Congress, ballot initiatives, etc. That's what I want.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com, get copies of your credit reports, they're free, and take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear, right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
Lean yes, left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Life can be stressful. Let's face it. It is often feels overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of digestion and your immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, you'll love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in few as 4 weeks. It has not only 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. All the money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code TOM. For a limited time, again, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM. It's like getting a month for free. That sounds like a good price. All right. It is hard to escape the discussion of the presidency. There's other things to talk about, of course. People have their view, of they're certain of what will happen either way. They're certain of what will happen if Joe runs, certain of what will happen if Joe does not run. I am not certain, nor do I proclaim certainty. What I try to focus on myself is what I am certain of. What I am certain of, and there's more than one thing, but here is one, that the presidency ain't the only ball game. And I don't mean that's less important. I don't mean that to merely set aside the issue. We can talk about it. That's what you want to talk about. But I hope that you don't use it as a distraction from doing things where you can have more impact, because almost nobody here who is listening, including me, is going to have that much influence over whether or not Joe Biden runs for president. Joe Biden will have influence over that. Maybe if enough media people browbeat him, enough donors browbeat him, maybe they'll browbeat him out of the race. Maybe his decision, as he said, between him and Almighty God will reach an epiphany to change the mind. But what I want the decision to be about, what I want our focus to be, and we're talking about the presidency, is who will be a better president, to make sure that we actually evaluate that question, not only the candidate question, not only this level of generality away question, also make sure we hold Donald Trump to at least his highest standard. If you hold him to that standard, Donald Trump needs to drop out several weeks ago. To make sure we also understand the other side of the equation, that it is not that even James Carville's point of having eight candidates and having them all run in a town hall session, which, by the way, is also essentially my dad's proposal that he gave almost immediately, and yeah, he's a pretty smart dude too, that how will that feel to Kamala Harris supporters, including Angela from yesterday, who made her case pretty plain and she doesn't speak merely for herself? How will that feel to black women who saved America? If it feels like the black woman who is number two gets passed over, you could argue, well, if she gets to be part of the process, she gets to be part of the process. How that feel to people who voted for Joe Biden in the primary? It's going to have to come from Joe. And all of this, and I can talk in each of the angles around this, and I understand those angles, and I think the views are legitimate. But here's where I hope we don't let us distract. I hope we don't let it distract us from not only the Trump side of the equation, not only the policy elements of the discussion, which I think are important, but also what things we can do in our own communities. That we think in terms of coattails, what about reverse coattails? What about parties that get built? What about movements that get built? What about like what they're doing in Minnesota to build the coalitions around. We're just us. We want to do things that are for us, that are for making democracy better, democracy-based coalitions within states. That if we focus some of our angst and channel it to where we can have impact, where we learn the lessons of history and work for wins that we can be in control of, we'll be happier, we'll be healthier, we'll be more victorious. And that could help Joe Biden, whomever the ultimate Democratic nominee is, or whomever the non-Trump nominee is. And if you're going to hold Biden to account, and not only hold Trump to account, hold the media to account as well. Are they doing their job? I got lots of thoughts, and I appreciate yours. Let's do a speed round. Let us do Eugene. Eugene, see if you can do it in 30 seconds. We get a couple callers before the break.
Okay, I just want to call and say, Jeff, that I was telling your call screener that I was just was calling to thank you for saving the Tom Hartman show, because I acted irrational last week. I unsubscribed to his newsletter because he, to me, got a big platform, and he did something irrational about saying that Joe Biden should step down, but he didn't say who and how. And so I want to thank you for putting everything back into perspective, because I had gave up on Tom Hartman, but I'm going to give him another chance.
Yeah, no,
based on your levity this week, and I agree with the lady who called and said that Tom Hartman should not have made those statements so irrational. I understand you made a good point. He acted on emotions, and I accept that. And so I'm going to give him another chance next week. But he come back on Monday or Tuesday with the same stuff, he's gone, just like CNN has left me. So that's all I want to say. I just want to say thank you for saving the Tom Hartman show for at least another week or so.
Well, Eugene, I appreciate the kind words, but here's the thing I want to say. To the people who are concerned about Joe Biden as a candidate, and for the people who are concerned about the people who are concerned about Joe Biden as a candidate, if we are on the same pro-democracy team, I would ask us to hold together. If Joe Biden is the nominee, the people who wish that he would step aside, I hope, and I actually expect, to be clear, I don't think I'm scolding, I think I'm predicting, including Nicholas, including other folks who called in and who really like the Carville proposal, really like the idea of going into the convention with a different nominee, that I hope that after, if Joe Biden is the nominee, or if he steps aside, that we hold together, because democracy ain't about any one of us, it is about all of us, and we're going to have to hold together. And we'll get it wrong from time to time, and I'm going to get it wrong from time to time. The thing I'm sure about is we got to hold together. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 202-808-9925. We're going to attempt a speed round after this. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for being an engaged member of this community.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The NATO summit underway in Washington, D.C. Ukraine's defense against Putin's invaders, the main subject. President Biden announcing air defense is on the way.
Today, I'm announcing the historic donation of air defense equipment for Ukraine. The United States, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, and Italy will provide Ukraine with the equipment,
including Patriot missile batteries. With Russia holding the chair this month, the U.N. Security Council met a day after Russia's missile barrage that destroyed a section of Ukraine's biggest children's hospital. With a straight face, the Russian ambassador denied responsibility. With the Republican convention opening next week in Milwaukee, a horrible city, former President Trump once called it, federal judge Brett Ludwig, a Trump appointee, ruled protesters cannot march through a security zone that has been placed around the convention hall. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
6:30 I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we'll also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, a federal judge is ruling that a protest group that sued Milwaukee cannot march into the hard security perimeter at the Republican convention. The American Civil Liberties Union says Milwaukee's protest plans for the RNC violate its free speech rights. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, just one or two storms in the overnight, mid-60s by daybreak, light northeast winds. On Wednesday, skies will eventually turn mostly sunny, but there will still be a chance for some showers, a rumble of thunder as well, highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Amy Albright joins us from Discover Oshkosh, and she'll share some of the events coming up later this week. Plus, Ben and Deanna Malcor are in for their Moving with the Malcor segment. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
With his administration, and I'm wondering why people don't talk more about that he's not running this all himself. I know that's kind of like, he's the front man, he's there, but why don't people understand that it's not just him doing this job? And I wish I would remember what the last guy, I don't even like to say his name, how he had all these terrible people in his administration and all the damage, and I just don't understand how they can even make a connection between those two.
What I like about your point, Sharon, thank you so much for the kind words, and thanks for the call, thanks for being part of the community. What I like about your question is at least it gets to the matter that I do care about, which is who could be a good president, because that's what I want campaigns to be about. I know I'm like a weirdo, but I actually want campaigns to be about who's going to make a good president. And if we're talking about will he unleash war in a way that due to an addled brain or otherwise, do I think he will veto bills that he otherwise should sign? Will he make bad appointments? Will he, and bad appointments, I don't mean things on his schedule. I mean, will he appoint the wrong people to the wrong things? Will he not install good judges? Will he not be able to lead cabinet meetings in an effective way? These things, I think, are really important. And I would want him to evaluate those and people close to him to evaluate those and with the advice of a medical doctor, advise those. My impression, based only on the things he has accomplished, is he can do those things pretty well. So that is, that's not the end of the question. It's not the end of the question, but I do like where your brain was going. Let's go to Dave from St. Paul. You win the most patient listener award. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I just, I'm conflicted. I don't know. I hear one person say their argument, and I agree with it, and then I hear someone else say he should stay or someone should go, whoever I'm listening to. I'm in agreement, but I think we have to come to a conclusion that no matter who it is, we have to work our butts off to get him elected, to get whoever elected.
There you go.
And I have something else to challenge the media. You know, all we've been talking about is Joe Biden and whether he's going to be our nominee or not. And to challenge the media, I think Joe Biden should go out and start reading Donald Trump transcripts and see if they do any fact-checking to see how senile or see how stupid Donald Trump is in his responses to
Starts saying the things that Trump says and then sees what the media response is. And think the media response would say, look, Joe Biden's unfit to be president. Meanwhile, the things he's saying are things that Donald Trump has already said.
Yeah.
I get it.
As far as having water, H2O for climate change,
H2O. I'm in favor of H2O.
Name any topic.
I want all the H's. I want H3O, H4O.
Yes. So all the ridiculous responses. Yeah, make them do some fact checking for once and just realize, oh, Donald Trump said that.
No, and I appreciate
it. Thanks, Jefferson.
Thank you, David, so much. And to your first point, the only thing I'm sure of is that we should do the things we can control. And that if the only thing we focus on is after all the primaries are done, who the nominee should be, that we don't have much control over that. What are the things we can control? And certainly, it doesn't obviate the need to have some discussion. But let's make sure we put our priority where we think our priority ought to be and put our energy where our energy ought to be. The other thing, and not to prolong it, but I recognize that a nameless, faceless, unidentified non-Trump nominee would in polls beat Donald Trump and do better versus Donald Trump than Joe Biden. I concede that. The problem is, that's never who you get. You always get somebody with a name, with a face, with a track record, and there's always some reason not to like that person. And if we don't know it yet, they work really hard to find it. Millions and maybe billion dollars spent to find it. and to try to tear that person down. It's going to be something, and it's going to be somebody. It's not going to be just, would you prefer an alternative? Yes, lots of people would prefer an alternative to lots of things, but it doesn't get to be yes or no question. It has to be a person. Who's that going to be? That's tricky. We've talked about it a bunch. Let's pretend it's speed round. In fact, let's try to do it. Dave wants to say how this plays out like a football game. It's a different Dave. Go ahead. From Hale.
Yeah, Jefferson, I want to say something. I think it's being able to sense weaknesses. Okay, that's the key. The sense weaknesses.
Okay.
And even though you got like Andy Reid and Belichick on each other, both of them know how to win. They got good track records, everything about them, but they're all looking for weaknesses of the other team. That's what makes them great.
Yep.
And that, not only that, but who the hell wants to watch a Super Bowl game, even those teams in there, when you got maybe you got the Supreme Court justices playing the referees and saying, hey, anything goes, man, clipping. You want a clothesline, you want offsides, anything goes. You can't do this. Do we want to go back with all that stuff or what, you know? Yeah. No, hardly any uniforms, leather hats. Come on. You tell me, Jeff. Talk to me.
No, Dave, I appreciate it. And we got bad referees, man. We got a real problem. We had the question come in, and I didn't answer because we were right at break. But let's put it this way. There are no referees, unfortunately. We think of it like there are. We think the Supreme Court is supposed to be referees. In some degree, they are. But their game is rigged. In fact, they got hired because they would rig the game. They would rig the game for oligarchs. They would rig the game for Republicans. That's why the Federal Society picked them, is so they'd be game riggers. The other referee that we pretend there is the media. Is media firmly on the side of democracy? New York Times said they didn't need to be because they wanted to stay nonpartisan. And if one party can be anti-American, anti-democracy, anti-human, anti-middle class, anti-women, anti-climate change, anti-science, and a media organization says, well, we're supposed to be down the middle, so we need to be half of that stuff. Well, wait a minute. You only be half for democracy? Only half for women? Only half for science? Does that make any sense? No. Go to truth first. Go to humanity first. Go to objectives first. And by first, I don't mean first among the other things that are first, but before you decide, if somebody's crazy, we ought to be half crazy. So there are no referees. Or if there are, the game is rigged. And what we've got to do is we've got to try to make it a little bit better game. All right. Let's go to Sammy from Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Sammy.
Hey, Jefferson. Wow, I'm really charged up with your show, man. I'm a Tom Hartman fan.
Woo-hoo.
And have been a student of Tom Hartman University on my car bumper. And I was disappointed. I was shocked, actually, to hear Tom's response, because early in the day, I listened to Stephanie Miller, which I turned her on right away, going to Tom Hartman's show, and then heard that, and I was just really bummed. And I thought, man, I just had to turn everything off. And then 4th of July, I didn't want to go to any fireworks. I was so upset about the Supreme Court. And so I decided, I live close to Valley Forge, and I thought, I need to go to Washington's headquarters and think. So I went there by myself, and I talked to some people that I didn't know about 2025. And I've been doing that, just like all of some of the other callers. And I came home, and my husband and I, we were always really into American Revolution documentaries and stuff, and he passed in 2004. And I thought, well, man, this is something I want to do. So I watched a couple episodes of Turn, which I've watched it several times, about Washington spies. And then I've been watching Ben Franklin's documentary, The Ken Burns. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so in that documentary, there was a part there where he was a postmaster. He traveled to 13 colonies to find out, and he realized they were all so different, and they had different issues, and they grew different, crops. And so then he came up with this cartoon, and you can look it up. And he drew this cartoon of a disjointed snake in 1754, telling fragmented colonies that if they didn't join the fight, they would perish. So I'm an artist. I'm retired, so I thought, wow, I'm going to do this. I'm going to use the image of the snake, but I'm going to put a head of a donkey on the right side.
Do you have the image? Can you share it?
A donkey on the left side. What?
Have you shared the image?
Not yet. I'm still working. In fact, I'm working on it now while everybody's talking.
Good.
And tomorrow I'm going to a group of Quakers.
Nice.
Independents and Democrats. We're getting ready to canvass out here. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it, of course, but in an increasingly blue area, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm super, super charged because I feel like you talk about, and I deal with depression because, like I said, my husband died
About 30 seconds
okay.
before break.
Well, I just want to say, yes, I'm doing something. Everybody do something. And today is my daughter's 42nd birthday.
Happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you so much. You know, and I will always love Tom, you know?
Likewise.
I will always love Tom.
Likewise. And what I will say is don't be demoralized. Be moralized. And we can't just rely on being moralized based on a president or based on a candidate. The strength needs to come from the movement. It needs to bubble up. It needs to stay strong. We'll stay strong. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is a Tom Hartman program. We will have barely time for a speed round. If we go speedy...
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable.
Really impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is a major red flag to watch out for. It is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. You don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable. It's mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Tastes delicious to dogs. And something you'll like, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Your dogs will like treats more than they like the beach. We are back. Let's go to speed round. We got time for a couple calls before we do the big, big finish. Tom from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jefferson. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, we need to remember that anytime Trump's lips are moving, he is lying. So I actually would make a call out to the progressive media that's out there in terms of wordsmithing, that they start, whenever they say Donald Trump's name, before that they give him the moniker lying. Lying Donald Trump said this. Lying Donald Trump said that. Don't give him any type of credibility because he doesn't have any credibility.
I hear it, Tom, and I appreciate it. We're doing speed rounds. Let's go to Rob from Mesa, Arizona. Rob, you're on the air.
Yeah, first point is that the Project 2025, call it what it is, it's the Republican platform, a.k.a. the Republican Mein Kampf, or, you know, basically the plans to make the United States first right. The other thing we have to do remember is Trump gets a lot of airtime because when he lies, it leads. Well, Biden had a lousy debate, and so we need to pivot that. The only one I saw pivot that correctly was AOC earlier on the show, where she pivoted right to the issues and pointed out the differences, and they got to do more pivoting on this because he's getting a lot of airtime, but they need to pivot right now because he was lousy and he leads right now in the stuff. So. All I have.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Denise from Great Neck.
Denise.
Hello? Hello.
Hi. Well, I'm not in Great Neck, but I am in New York. However.
You're in Middle Neck.
I'd like.
Medium Neck.
Well,
okay,
no.
Neck. Bad Neck.
Yeah, Nood Neck. I would like to know why nobody's brought up the 22nd Amendment, because the 22nd Amendment says you can only be elected twice. Now, if Trump is going to carry on the charade about stop and steal, not that saying he did get elected, then he's ineligible for 2024. He's going to have to admit that he lost if he wants to run for 2024.
I know, I like that.
You know, I highly invested, can't.
I like the argument, Anise. It doesn't take that smart lawyer to be able to make the argument that, no, the only 22nd Amendment only applies if you actually sit as president. And he would not argue that only a few people would argue that he's actually been president or less. For there are a few of them. They also think the earth is flat and that lizard people are operating this radio program, probably. And I assure you, I know no lizard people. Let's go to Sherry from Shelton. Go ahead, Sherry, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. You're doing a great job, as usual. When Tom left, I was just shocked what he was saying. It's like, whoa, let's all hold on just a moment. The reason the media is so after this, two reasons. They need the money for the horse race, and...
Oh, did I lose you?
It's about the money, and so... We need to calm down. This president is so effective, and that's why they want to take him out. He's effective. That's what we need. Someone for the people.
I appreciate this call because I think this is a dynamic that hasn't been sufficiently delved into. And it's maybe a good way for us to finish up. There are lots of powerful people who the last thing they want is a powerful president who's ended up being kind of a liberal president. A powerful president. I mean, when Joe Biden won the nomination, people thought of him as a moderate. And in the onward sweep of the last 100 years, he absolutely is one. But a moderate Democrat from the 1960s ends up being pretty different from a Clintonian, pretty different from the kind of president that Jamie Dimon would want to see on certain issues, that his willingness to grapple, to actually apply the antitrust division of the Department of Justice and of the FTC, that actually wield the power of government to be on the side of people in the middle class, that is scary and threatening to some really powerful people. So that's not to say, I'm not saying anybody who thinks that there should be a different candidate than Joe Biden is therefore in the pocket of oligarchs. That is absolutely not my view. But part of the dynamic, again, remember, part of what I don't like about this discussion is people try to simplify it too much. They think they've got the easy answer and it's clear and simple, and I just don't think it's simple. I think it's messy. And part of that mess, part of that challenge, part of that swirl of things that are going on, part of that dynamic is, in fact, people who want to set aside a president they don't control, set aside a president who is strong and is powerful, who might actually be able to stand up to oligarchs domestically and nationally. What I want to do is say thank you to you. You're the coalition of the benevolent, irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Learn from the American hero we talked to from Minnesota today. Do things in your home. Don't rely on some great hero to save you. You are the hero we have been waiting for, that you have been waiting for. I'll be back tomorrow. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm so grateful to be among you. We'll be back.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor morning show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen. What is she looking for?
Hey, Mino-sheen. You smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.